gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are absolutely going to fall in love with. It's free of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. It's the best route to go, and my cats love it. It's called Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. Find it at Vitacraft.us, in pet stores, or you can order it at Walmart.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. We have a new camera. Hope you like it. We're getting used to it. It's a little different, but let us know what you think. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Charlotte Ross, and you're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
The songs from a new movie that's out this weekend, and it's called Twisters. And by the way, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
That's what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness when my shoes are all text. Always looking to my seat, it's time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were... Number one out there, Despicable Me 4. In 2 weeks, made $243 million. Pretty amazing. So, Number two, which I did not get to screen or see, is Long Legs. It made $37 million in its opening week, which isn't bad for a horror film, and I heard it's supposed to be pretty good. Inside Out 2, still in the top five, and that's number three at $587 million in 5 weeks. It has broken records. Amazing. The first one that came out 9 years ago, I was like, it was okay. This one I really enjoyed, and apparently so did everybody else in the world. Number four, A Quiet Place, day one, $123 million in 3 weeks. I love the franchise. I thought this one was good, not as good as the other two, but I thought it was good. Number five, Fly Me to the Moon, opening week, $14 million, which is kind of what I expected. Other than having star quality in the film, you know, with Channing Tatum and then... Scarlett Johansson and also Woody Harrelson. I thought the movie was okay. But one film that I did review this week, and it came out this weekend, is Twisters. And I have to say, pretty darn good.
I am so dying to see that.
So, Devin, you were in the theater, right?
Yeah, I watched it.
And you said the theater was packed when you went.
Yeah, it was in that movie theater. That was the most I've ever seen people in a movie theater in a while. So it was, it was probably about 75% full.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed it. From the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie, there's no slow period.
No.
There's always something going on. I found that there was a little similarity in the one with Helen Hunt and also with Bill Paxton,
yes.
That was Twister. So there are some similarities, but overall, it stands alone. And I have to say, Glenn Powell did a great job as the male part. And then, I can't remember, Edgar, what is her name? I can't exactly remember her full name. But she's the one that played in When Crawdad Sings, and I love that movie. And she's now stars in this Twisters movie. And I'll tell you, it was... really good. Daisy Edgar Jones is her name. And also in it, the other star in it was Anthony Ramos. And I'll tell you, there's a lot that goes on in this movie. So you get a lot of bang for your buck in this one. So I think you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, good movie.
So I don't remember, though. There was a flying cow in the original one. This one had a chicken, I think, didn't it?
They ran through a chicken coop, and then the chicken landed on the hood of the car.
So they kept with the farm animals, but they went smaller this time. But I'll tell you, the effects that they do with the tornadoes and everything are astonishing.
Yeah, it was.
But it's really sad, like when you kind of got to look away from reality. Because if you look at this movie and you think reality-wise, there's so many people that have lost their lives and their homes and their properties to tornadoes. But it's a movie, and we've got to look at it that way. It's a movie to entertain, and it is a disaster film, and it's done very, very well.
Yeah, but don't you think that maybe it gets people to start thinking about really taking cover and not going towards it but going away from it?
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah, that is a good point. But there is major destruction. But it goes to show what Mother Nature can do.
Oh yes.
And there's been a lot of tornadoes already this year across the country.
Well, and look at what we put up in Florida with all the hurricanes. My goodness.
Yeah, and even in tornadoes, they just had some up in the Northeast up there recently. So
yeah.
Mama Nature is fighting back. It's called climate change. Whether you want to agree with it or not, it's happening.
And, it is there.
Yeah, so all the proof is in the pudding, especially over these last 2 years. But if you want to go see a great movie and be entertained, Twisters, go check it out. I guarantee you're going to like it a lot. Well, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. We're open to your questions, your comments, your stories. If you've got a training question or a behavior question, we're in the house. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And I'm Devin Leach.
And joining us is Jalynn Sidlow. Hello, Jalynn.
I said that, Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm just screwing with you.
Oh, man. I swear to God. I'm going to kill you guys.
You should not swear to God. That is not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Twisters. Remember. So, once again, you are listening to Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you. We are live, and pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
A Stegosaurus skeleton has become the most valuable fossil ever sold at auction, being snapped up for $44.6 million in New York. The dinosaur fossil was sold on Wednesday to an anonymous buyer after it was sold to between seven bidders, according to Sotheby's. The fossil, nicknamed Apex, smashed its pre-sale estimate, which was between $4 and $6 million. Apex was discovered on a private land in Moffat County, Colorado, by commercial paleontologist Jason Cooper in 2022. It was preserved in hard sandstone, which protected the bones from becoming distorted. Measuring 11 feet tall and nearly 27 feet long from nose to tail, with 254 fossil bone elements of an approximate total of 319 indications, suggested that Apex was large and robust adult individual. There is also evidence that the dinosaur might have had arthritis, which could suggest that it lived to an advanced age. Despite the obvious commercial demands for Apex, some paleontologists have argued that the fossil should be put on display in a museum instead of being sold to a private bidder. Steve Brusate, a professor of paleontology and evolution at Scotland's University of Edinburgh, said that it's the most important dinosaur fossil that we have. Far few good stegosaurus skeletons than other famous dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. He also added the uber wealthy will also be able to outbid museums when a dinosaur is sold to the open market. Sotheby's said on Wednesday that the person who bought Apex intends to explore loaning the specimen to U.S. institutions. According to the press release, Apex was born in America and it's going to stay in America. Wednesday's auction was not the first to offer dinosaur fossils to commercial bidders. According to Sotheby's, a Tyrannosaurus Rex and the first ever dinosaur to be sold in auction went for $8.4 million in 1997, and Stan, another Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton, sold for $31.8 million in 2020. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
My name is Stegosaurus. I'm a funny looking dinosaur. For on my back are many bony plates, and on my tail there's more. My front two legs are very short, my back two legs are long. My body's big, my head is very small, I'm put together wrong.
Never one, afford that thing, and two, it would never fit in my house.
I mean, it could probably fit.
Yeah, if I move out all the walls and everything else in it.
I mean, just some minor home improvements.
I'd like to have it on my property. I have room.
It would be kind of cool to have. I mean, but then again, for that amount of money, like, it doesn't dance. It doesn't, you know, move around.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, it doesn't dance.
I mean, that's a lot of money to spend for a skeleton.
You know, so. My extensive skull collection. I would kill to have something like that in my skull collection.
All right, I didn't know about your skull collection, but that sounds a little weird.
I've been collecting them since I started in anthropology and underwater archaeology when I was a teenager, and through college. And now I have big glass cases in my house full of skulls.
What are the skulls of?
Oh, I've got everything. I have things I've killed, things I've dug up, things I've found. I have my father's medical skulls.
So that's where all the ex-boyfriends went to.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, the CIA and FBI are on their way to Jilly's house.
I have taxidermy. I have beautiful pieces that my parents bought me. I've always been fascinated by skullduggery. It's just something I like.
Hmm. Boy, the boys are knocking on your door, aren't they? This is my collection.
I'm so glad you guys are amused by me today, because you've really been teasing me today, and you're really, really starting to make my red hair redder.
I only teased you once when I was playing with your mic to say that I couldn't hear you. I just thought it was funny. Anyway, on that note.
Let the games begin! Good.
Were you saying something, John?
So we, I know. So we don't tease Zilly. This is Name That Animal Sound. And if you can guess what animal makes this sound, we're going to send you out a prize. You can go with a dog book. We have cat books. We have Vitacraft. We have Lick and Lap. We also have purr sticks. They look like long pretzels that you can break into pieces and give to your cats. We do have from Good Pets Foods. You can go with Daily Multivitamin, the Daily Probiotic, and the Hip and Joint Plus he'll send you. And those are supplement treats. Also, we have an Easy Walk no-pull harness in a 25 to 30-pound dog. And we have the turtle pendant, a piece of jewelry that's really cute. Or you can go with a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. Sounds like maybe came out of Jilly's house. So it's actually it's a CD about reptiles. Or you can go with a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, and it comes in four different colors. If you can identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? I will say it is part of the big cat family. So what big cat makes that sound? 818-818-6401. What?
Xerxes could hear it, even though I have headphones on, my male Rottweiler, and he just jumped up into a stance and like started staring out the window like he was going to go after something.
Well, it's funny because we had one woman that plays the show in her barn when she's out with her horses, and every time we do an animal sound, the horses freak out.
I believe it.
So if the horses know what that creature is, they're going to beware of a big cat. So what is it? What big cat makes that sound? 818-818-6401. If you know, take a shot, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. Xerxes knows what it is.
Oh, yeah, he does.
818-818-6401.
Okay,
you know, you were saying earlier that you make your own food for Xerxes and all.
Yes.
You know, there's been a lot of flack out there lately about some of the pet foods out there that, and not naming names, but the ones that are fresh foods that get sent out or whatever, that there's been some instances of bacteria in the food.
Yes.
Which could cause complications for pets.
Which is why I don't purchase those and make my own, because I can control it.
That's a good point.
Particularly, I go for, because I'm up in the mountains and I'm fortunate that I can do this, is that I will use grass-fed animals only, even if I'm keeping their bones from things that I have eaten to make bone broth, because bone broth is very healthy for humans and animals. I only use grass-fed animals that I'm also controlling that, so I don't have salts or sugar or added chemicals, and I keep it primarily on organ meat, like hearts and kidneys,
Devin,
and liver.
We got to take a little break and we come back. We'll talk more on that. But, Devin, who's that guy that lived up in the woods up there in a cabin? Wasn't he like the Mad Bomber or something?
I bet it's enough out of the... You know what? That's enough out of the both of you. All right, head over here.
Love you.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA. Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food, that's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. And try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Oh, the shark had pretty teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white.
It's another Talking Pets with John Patch Rewind. And just who was John's special guest this time?
And I want to welcome onto the program right now Marcus Dryman, a shark scientist. Dr. Marcus, I presume?
Sure, Dr. Marcus is fine.
Come on, John, just when I thought it was safe to turn on my radio.
That's got to be frightening. I know for me, I'm old enough to remember when Jaws came out, you know, scared the bejeebies out of me of even going in my swimming pool. Okay, so here's a question, too. If a shark bumps you in the water...
But if that happens to me, then I just make my way back to the beach and I stay out of the water for the rest of that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the rest of the day and day and day and day.
Probably wouldn't go back.
Okay, but can I bring my bling to the beach?
Flash from a metal object, a quick flash of light from a metal object, mimics the natural kind of flashing of a light on the scale of a fish. So if a shark was in the water near you and you had the sun shining off of a shiny piece of jewelry, a shark might mistake that for a normal type of bait fish that it would pursue, and, you know, you might end up getting a little nip.
And that shark bites with his teeth here. Pillows, they begin to spread.
Ooh, I almost got nipped. I was in the water and I had my ring on, my engagement ring, and there was a shark in the water. And I saw it. It didn't get anywhere. It was close to me, but not close enough. It didn't bite me or anything. But it, like, swam. I've never swam back to shore faster. I don't think I even knew I could swim that fast. I was so scared.
Would you say it's safer to go in more shallow water or to go out further in the water?
Truth of the matter is, you know, sharks occupy most of the waters of our entire planet.
So what are you supposed to do if you see a shark
right.
in the water and you're in the water with it?
Yeah, good
point. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, and I think the answer is different for everybody, right? As a kid, I would stay there and check it out, you know. But my general advice is if you see a shark in the water and you're uncomfortable, just slowly make your way either to the boat or back to the beach.
I know one guy jumped into the canal for a swim and he jumped right into a shark.
This has been another Talking Pets Rewind. Join us at TalkingPets.com on Facebook. I'm Gino Sassani.
I really appreciate it. It was enlightening, and I'm sure a lot of people are either going to go in the water or maybe they're going to stay out of the water. But they got some good tips out of you. You're a fascinating man, I got to tell you, and I'm looking forward to watching Shark Beach with Anthony Mackie, Gulf Coast, and you being on it. Depredation. Could you let the audience know what that is?
You realize that something has bitten your speckled trout in half. That is what depredation is.
What's the feet on your back part of the
foul-mouthed parrot named Pepper has found a forever home after grabbing attention on Facebook and attracting would-be adopters from across the country. Officials with the Niagara SPCA in Niagara Falls, New York, had been sharing updates about the bird since he came into their care last month. Somebody get this guy a bar of soap or a humor-loving home. The Niagara SPCA's Facebook post said, Pepper is a white-fronted Amazon, and yes, he swears, but only a little. The Niagara SPCA is no-kill shelter that promotes adoption and rehoming for abandoned and unwanted companion animals. On June 20th, shelter staff announced that it received more than 400 applicants from people who wanted to adopt Pepper. The pool was narrowed down to 10, according to the Niagara SPCA. We looked for adopters who offered parrot experience, information on housing, enclosures, and recognition that they could be able to age with Pepper or had plans for Pepper if he outlived them. The last announcement posted on July 13th revealed that Pepper settled into a new home after the staff interviewed candidates. If we were to write a headline for his adoption, it would read, "Potty-mouthed parrot finds paradise, sailors, truckers, and longshoremen welcome." We love that Pepper found his home with adopters who wouldn't be fazed by his colorful language and who knows their birds. May Pepper have decades of issuing threats to his new family. Now go kick some, Pepper. The post concluded. Pepper loves eating veggies and greets his adopters each time they enter the room. Only two creatures can produce human language. That's humans and birds, according to the National Audubon Society. Parrots are pros, which it comes to mimicking the human language, as they are vocal learners that grasp sounds by hearing and then imitating them. Pepper found his sanctuary in Olean, New York, living alongside an African gray parrot named Shelby. Pepper has not yet cursed at his adopters, according to the latest Facebook post. Give him time. Pepper's owner has created an Instagram account to document Pepper and Shelby's adventures under the handle @twospicyparrots. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
This happens every year. It's not the way I plan. I start out being good and now I don't know where I stand. I feel conflicted. My wicked ways are done. But come on, Santa, tell me now we can't have any fun. A little mischief, a little spell. I know you're watching, but there's secrets I won't tell. Pretty clear, my mirror never lies. I've gone from bad to good, now Santa can't just sympathize. I made a tiny slip, can't say I didn't try. The queen of mean is gone and now I got a better side. I turned my life around, Santa, can't you see? There's an angel on my shoulder where the devil used to be. I made just one mistake or two, I don't know what to do.
I could say the same exact thing about my parrot. And I adopted my parrot. And ironically, my parrot is an Amazon that I adopted that lives right next to the cage of my African gray. So it's kind of interesting. But my Amazon has a potty mouth. And sometimes it could be really bad.
Yeah.
But if you want to see the video of Pepper, there's one posted on our website. And it's TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com. So, Julie, has Xerxes ever cussed at you?
Well, he's very talkative. I'm not really sure what he's saying, but he says it very loudly.
So he's cussing at you.
He's complaining, but then, I mean, just his regular "I love you, Mom" is pretty...
I love you, Mom!
Well, it's no, because I've had female Rotties before and other males that actually
Mom!
Say stuff like that. He's just like, he roars like a lion. So your hair will go back and he'll just be like, he speaks his own language.
You know, it's interesting. It's fascinating to actually be around animals. And I was making those noises. And actually, if you're watching this on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you can see the cameras on my cat quite a bit in the chair. And then she came flying off the chair.
Shadow when cam.
I started. Yeah, the shadow cam. Devin made that name up. It's a good one, actually, the shadow cam. But she flew off the chair when I was making those sounds. And now she's guarding me over here next to my chair.
That's funny.
Yeah, she's a ticket. You know that. But we still have that animal sound out there. What big cat makes that sound? I'll give you a hint. It's known to be a cat that can travel at 60 miles an hour. 818-881-6401. 818-818-6401. Give us a call if you know what cat that is, and you can be a winner. Top speeds of 60 miles an hour. Try to outrun that one in the wild.
You should see his face whenever you do that. And I swear to God, I'm in headphones, and he can hear it.
Yeah, the head turns, and he's like, I hear that.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he's staring at me like... He better not jump on me.
Mommy, did that come out of you? So, we were talking about foods before we went out and everything,
yes.
too. And I do want to say that, you do make your own foods for Xerxes and everything like that.
Yes.
And, I got to give people credit that make their own dog foods. And at least, and with veggies and so on and so forth. But, of course, no gravies and no salt and peppers or anything like that. No spices.
Correct.
Correct. That's all left out. But then at least you don't have to worry about it being bad food or older food or,
right.
Food that doesn't have, a bacterium in it because that's caused some problems with some dogs.
Right.
And not saying a majority, but there has been some cases. So
And when you're going to, when you're going to make
ahead.
It too, you better be committed to, keeping the meat frozen until you are ready to cut it and you have a cutting and cooking day and adding whatever, because I do use some spices, but they're particular. I use turmeric, which is amazing for cancer fighting. I use a little bit of ginger.
Well, things that are
vegetables.
Safe.
Yes. But I cook it to a specific degrees. I separate it. I run it through strainers. I put it in glass cases in my sub-freezer in my basement, not Tupperware or anything that can be carcinogenic. I'm pretty crazy about it, but it's helped my dogs, and I'll spend an entire day and a half cooking, but then I've got food for the next month and I'm not, paying to get something out of a can or something that could be contaminated by any other outsourced, reasons. So I do it because I love it. I do it because I love them.
And the thing is, too, you can do it at more of a cost that's more efficient to you because I'll tell you, some of those foods are expensive.
They're very expensive. And, and you have a dog that weighs, over 100 pounds and Xerxes is 148. And he doesn't eat that much. He eats more wet than he does dry. But you want to be cost effective and you want to do it properly and you want to make sure that you're giving them the best nutrition. So,
well, once again, that animal sound is... And we're going to go out to Leba in Greenwich, Connecticut, WGCH. Hey, Leba, how are you?
I'm fine, sweet cakes.
Ah, hey, Leba.
Oh, you can see my cakes on the camera now, huh?
Because you were an hour of makeup.
What do you think about the camera? You like it? It's kind of cool.
Yes, it is. It's really nice. I can see your whole face now.
Yeah, thanks. As bad as it is. But no, it's kind of cool because it goes back and forth and everything. It's not the same old, just the one shot the whole time. So it's kind of fun.
Exactly. It looks great. I love it.
So what do you think, Leva? What do you think that that sound is? Like, do you think it, I did say it's a big cat. So that gives you somewhat of an idea of what it could be.
Yeah.
So what do you think that it would, what do you think it is?
I'm going to give a wild guess, a cheetah.
Congratulations, wow. You are right. It is the cheetah. You got that right out of the box. But so do you want to pick something that you want to go with, or do you want to pass it on?
I would love to pass it on to a lucky person.
Sounds good. Well, Leva is passing it on, so if somebody wants a call and you're afraid to come on air, you don't have to come on air. You'll just talk with Sydney, and compliments from Leva in Greenwich, Connecticut. You can pick out a choice of what you want. You can go with the Good Pets food supplement treats. You can go with those. You can go with the cat treats from Vitacraft. We have the collapsible water bowl. We have a dog book, cat book. We have the turtle pendant. We have a easy walk harness for your dog. That's 25, 30 pounds. So call right now, and it's yours. 818-818-6401.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans where he got...
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkingpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Gwinnett County, Georgia, rescued a tiny gray kitten who was tossed from a moving vehicle last week. Ron Taylor was doing landscape work in Peachtree Corners on Spalding Drive last Tuesday when he saw a kitten in a plastic bag, nearly escaping death as cars drove by. The Good Samaritan tells WSB-TV, somebody drove by and opened the window and dropped her out of a gray plastic bag. I just saw the window come down and go back up. I never saw a face. The kitten, dubbed Gracie, 8, sustained minor injuries and is now living with a friend of her rescuer. There is no report made to animal control. Tragically, animals have being abandoned on roadways is not considered to be uncommon. If you see something, say something. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. Reporting, I'm Devin Leach.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. You have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And, you know, it kills me, actually, that it kills me with the fact that people will do things like that. Throw a cat out the window. You hear these stories all the time. And it's just...
It makes me want to put them in a 40-gallon trash bag and toss them out of a semi.
You know, it's what they're doing to a cat. But you
exactly.
Know, but the weird part is people will look at that and go, but that's murder because it's a human being. But human beings do it to animals all the time. And, you know, these are creatures that, of course, have feelings. You know, they're not any different than us, so to speak. And the thing is that, you know, they have feelings, they have hurt. People think that they don't have emotions and so on and so forth, but of course they do.
They do. And they can't tell us how bad they're hurt, you know. If there aren't people like us who, you know, step up and do something about it, they won't be heard.
Right.
You know, that's why we have to tell everybody, you know, stop these horrible people from doing things like that.
You know, I did get to see the kitten in that story, and the kitten actually in the video that I saw, she reminded me a lot of Rainy, my
aww,
great cat Rainy. And you know, you look at that precious face and those eyes and the and just such a beautiful creature. And why somebody
yes.
would be so cruel to put it in a bag and toss it out of a car out of the window, it's astonishing to think that people are out there that way, but they are. And, you know, we joke about it sometimes, and sometimes, you know, kind of feels like you have to, especially when you see people so stupid to put it on TikTok or, you know, it's like, what are you thinking? And
yeah.
now
and
it's...
And that is why our laws have to be so much stricter. So if people do stupid things, they need to be treated at the highest rate of the law and it's payback. It's a living, breathing thing. They
yeah.
need to be prosecuted.
And they are, though. I mean, the laws have gotten better. You know, not only do you get jail time, but you also get a fine. And for the most part, you're no longer allowed to have a pet in your life. Not to say that somebody's watching over you the whole time. But, you know, and again, we've said it many times, people that abuse animals end up being... serial killers and so on and so forth. That's where they
yes.
come from. Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, Ted Bundy, Son of Sam, and even some of the more current ones, of course. They get bored with animals and treating animals with disrespect, and then they start moving on to people. So, and again, like Devin said in that story, see something, say something. And
exactly.
It's very true. So But before we close the hour out, Leva did pass that on to somebody. If somebody wants to pick out a gift, you can talk to Sydney. 818-818-6401. We have dog books, cat books. We have the cat treats from Vitacraft. We also do have the Easy Walk Harness for a 25-30-pound dog. From Good Pets Foods, we have the daily multivitamin supplement, also the hip and joint plus, and the daily probiotics. Those are actually treat supplements. And we got the collapsible water bowl. So call. Automatically you get something. 818-818-6401. And again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. You know, your dog or cat needs the proper quality, quantity, and balance of carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, minerals, and water to stay happy and healthy. So you want to make sure that you have them on a great diet. So what, you know, carbohydrate sources are well-cooked grains, cellulose, starches, sugars. Also with proteins like meat, eggs, fish, legumes, also milk and milk products, yeast. And when you talk about proteins and stuff like that, you don't want to see byproduct, meat byproduct or chicken byproduct, or you want to actually see chicken.
Correct.
Fats, you know, some sources are the poultry, the beef, the lamb, fish byproducts, meal. Also in vitamins and minerals through the meat, eggs, fish, vegetables, milk and milk products. Also yeast. And that actually good for a normal body functioning, including vision, growth, reproduction, and blood clotting. And of course, you want to keep your pets hydrated, so make sure at all times they have enough water, not only in their bowl, but also within their food as well. Well, once again, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And I'm Devin Leach.
And don't forget, if you're going to adopt a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. Chili?
Yes.
It's time to cook. So, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets.
Bye, y'all.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say adieu, 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 to you and you and you. So long, farewell, our leaders and goodbye. We flit, we float, we fleet, we fleet, we fly. So long, farewell.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.